Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says negotiators are wrestling with territorial issues in U.S.-led talks to end Russia's war in his country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
We believe these documents should be approved by the United States Congress. This would mean real, solid, legally binding security guarantees for our country.
Zelensky revealed details of the talks before heading into an urgent meeting with European allies who back his efforts to reach fair terms in any settlement.
We are ready to work with President Trump in any format.
But here in Washington,
it's, a little bit complicated because you're cutting up land in a certain way. It's not the easiest thing. It's sort of like a complex real estate deal times a thousand, right? But it's a deal that would have stopped the killing of thousands of lives.
The U.S. could send a representative to more talks this weekend if it sees a real chance of signing a peace deal.
We don't want to waste a lot of time. We think it's negative. We want it to get settled.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration is expanding its crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, by ordering national parks to remove items from their gift shops that it deems objectionable.
The Trump administration is expanding its crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion to national parks. Next week, the Interior Department is ordering the removal of certain items from national park gift shops.
Honestly, it's just one more thing to add to the list of things that, why?
Kathy Skigla-Baglio was visiting the Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia. The reason given is to create neutral spaces and eliminate merchandise it considers discriminatory. Courtney Chisholm says there are a lot of people who have helped in the history of building the country, whether they be white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or every race in between.
So to spend your time in this world doing something that you can be better spent maybe actually doing your job, it's a little crazy.
It's not clear what items will be banned. Conservation groups say it amounts to censorship and undermines the National Park Service's educational mission. I'm Ed Donahue.
Measles outbreaks are growing along the Utah-Arizona border and in South Carolina. In 2 months, 111 people have fallen ill. Fire officials in Hayward, California, near San Francisco, say a gas explosion obliterated a home and started a major fire. 6 people were taken to hospitals. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage edged higher this week, though it remains relatively near its low point so far this year. The uptick brings the average long-term mortgage rate to 6.22% from 6.19% last week.
Mortgage rates edge higher. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.22%. That's not far from its low for the year. The increase comes a day after the Federal Reserve cut its main interest rate for the third time this year and indicated another cut may be ahead in 2026. While the Fed doesn't set mortgage rates, its actions are among the factors that influence rates on home loans. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
This is AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Trump administration is linking the seizure of an oil tanker off Venezuela to U.S. anti-drug efforts.
Venezuela calls the seizure of an oil tanker off its coast this week by U.S. forces blatant theft and an act of international piracy. But Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told the House panel the purpose was
to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt added,
we're not going to stand by and watch sanctioned vessels sail the seas with black market oil.
Their claims that this is about going after drugs or holding people accountable for the drugs is just a bunch of nonsense. It's a cover story.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat from Maryland.
The real goal here is clearly regime change in Venezuela and accomplishing regime change by force.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to block states from setting their own regulations for artificial intelligence. While signing the executive order Thursday, Trump told reporters that the U.S. is in a race with China for AI dominance.
There's only going to be one winner here, and that's probably going to be the U.S. or China. And right now we're winning by a lot.
But members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, and civil liberties and consumer rights groups want more regulations on AI, saying there's not enough oversight. The executive order directs the Attorney General to create a task force to challenge state laws, and the Commerce Department will then draw up a list of problematic regulations. Donna Water, Washington.
Kilmar Albrego Garcia's lawyer says he was released from an immigration detention center in central Pennsylvania on the order of a federal judge. Attorney Simon Sandoval Moschenberg says he's prepared to defend his client against further deportation efforts and that the Salvadoran national plans to return to his wife and child in Maryland. It's the latest twist in a lengthy legal saga for a man who was wrongfully deported to El Salvador earlier this year, then brought back to the U.S. to face criminal charges. In ordering his immediate release, U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes accused the Trump administration of misleading the court when they said at a hearing that Costa Rica was no longer willing to accept him. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin says they will fight this ruling and called it naked judicial activism by a judge who was appointed to the bench by President Obama. Obrego Garcia is fighting to dismiss charges in a separate criminal case in Tennessee where he pled not guilty to human smuggling. He argues that the government is trying to punish him for challenging his removal to El Salvador. I'm Jennifer King.
Indiana Republicans have blocked President Trump's redistricting push in a rare break with the White House.
19 ayes, 31 noes. This bill has been defeated.
In a resounding rejection of a pressure campaign from President Donald Trump, Indiana Republican senators voted down a new congressional map created to give the GOP an advantage in the upcoming 2026 election. 21 senators from the Republican supermajority in the chamber's 10 Democrats voted against the map. The map would have split the city of Indianapolis into four districts. Democratic State Senator Fadi Kadora spoke on the Senate floor.
Any political party on earth that cannot run and win based on the merits of its ideas is unworthy of governing.
While other Republican states have moved quickly to redistrict, Indiana lawmakers like State Senator Greg Walker have been far more hesitant.
I believe the bill on its face is unconstitutional.
The GOP senators who voted against the map are likely to face primary challengers backed by Republicans on the side of President Trump. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Bill was passed Wednesday by the House, but senators are pushing for changes. Federal crash investigators and victims' families warned that provisions in the legislation would make flying less safe. The bill currently allows military helicopters to fly without broadcasting their locations, which would undo reforms put in place after January's deadly collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter over Washington, D.C.
We cannot lobby as a federal agency, but I can certainly state our opposition.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy took the unusual step Wednesday of calling a news conference to denounce that part of the bill.
It represents an unacceptable risk to the flying public, to commercial and military aircraft crews, and to the residents in the region.
Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas is among those voicing support for an amendment or additional legislation that would close the safety loophole.
To make sure that NDAA language is at least, as a minimum, abiding by the safety standards that were set in place after the crash of January the 29th.
The defense bill is a priority for President Trump and is expected to pass through the Senate by the end of the year. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Senate has essentially guaranteed millions of Americans will face sharply higher health care costs next year. Senators rejected a Democratic bill to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies, which expire in weeks. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had urged colleagues to extend them.
It means our health care system averts a disaster.
But number two Senate Republican John Barrasso argued it would instead prolong a disaster.
Mr. President, Obamacare has failed so badly that Democrats continue to use taxpayer dollars to try to hide the failures.
But the Senate also rejected a GOP proposal to create new health savings accounts. After that,
January 1st is coming. Republicans are responsible for what happens next. This is their crisis now, and they're going to have to answer for it.
While at the White House,
the president is working with his health care policy team here at the White House, as well as Republicans on Capitol Hill, to find a solution.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump's approval rating on the economy has fallen substantially since March. This is according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The survey found only 31% of U.S. adults now approve of how Trump is handling the economy, the lowest economic approval he's received in an AP NORC poll in his first or second term. In March, that number was 40%. He's also slipped on issues that were major strengths for him, including crime and immigration. But the good news for Trump is that his overall approval hasn't fallen as steeply. The new poll shows 36% of Americans approve of how he's handling his job as president, down slightly from 42% in March. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
The 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance.
Court is now in session.
Tyler Robinson arrived with restraints on his wrists and ankles. His legal team and the county sheriff's office asked Judge Tony Graff to ban cameras in the courtroom. The judge said no to the ban.
The sanction for today is that this camera will be relocated away from defense table to where the bailiff is.
In September, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed on the Utah Valley University campus in Orem. Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty. Graff has already made allowances to protect Robinson's presumption of innocence before trial. Several university students who witnessed Kirk's assassination were in court. William Brown says he was about 10 feet from Kirk when he was shot, and his brain is still trying to make sense of it. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has appeared in public for the first time in 11 months. She is in Oslo, Norway.
I would say to all citizens of the world in this hour, and I assure you that I am very hopeful.
Machado is the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize and was expected to make the award ceremony yesterday in Oslo, but couldn't make it on time.
Democracy is the system that enables peace in a society. But you cannot have democracy without freedom.
Machado says the U.S. helped her get out of Venezuela.
The regime would have done everything to prevent me from coming. They did not know where I was in hiding in Venezuela, so it was hard for them to stop me. It was rude.
Machado says decisive action by the U.S., including the seizure of an oil tanker, have left the government of President Nicolas Maduro at its weakest point. I'm Ed Donahue.
Days of torrential rains have left families stranded on rooftops, homes ripped from their foundations, and entire neighborhoods flooded in parts of Washington state under a state of emergency, and residents have been told to evacuate in Sumas near the U.S.-Canadian border.
We know we want you to hold.
You can
hold. I got him at the door.
The U.S. Coast Guard video shows flood victims lifted up into a rescue helicopter nearly 73 miles south in Concrete, Washington.
Looks like we now have a houseboat.
Mariah Brosa assesses the damage to her home.
Got about 6 feet of water underneath my house. Maybe 7.
Floods are impacting a large part of the state, and Governor Bob Ferguson is calling it a historic situation. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks set more records on Wall Street, even as a sell-off for Oracle and worries about a possible bubble in AI technology weighed on the market. The S&P 500 edged up 0.2% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 646 points. That's about 1.3%. The Dow and the S&P both set all-time highs. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.3%. Gains for Eli Lilly, banks, and smaller stocks helped offset a steep drop for Oracle. The tech giant fell about 11% after announcing big spending plans on AI that surprised analysts. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Soutell, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Kirk Cousins tossed 3 touchdowns and the Falcons overcame a 14-point deficit to beat the Buccaneers 29-28 on Thursday Night Football.
All I know to do and what I've learned in my 14 years is that when you get kicked in the teeth, you just get back up and you keep going.
Zane Gonzalez kicked a 43-yard field goal as time expired. Tampa Bay has lost 5 of 6. College football, Fernando Mendoza is the AP Player of the Year after leading Indiana to a 13-0 record and the top seed in the CFP. LSU coach Lane Kiffin will return to face Ole Miss on September 19th. NBA Nikola Jokic had 36 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists in the Nuggets 136-105 rout of the Kings. College hoops, number 4 Iowa State held off Iowa 66-62. And NHL, Steven Stamkos tied a franchise record with 4 goals in the Predators 7-2 rout of the Blues. Soccer fans have accused FIFA of a monumental betrayal after the latest prices for World Cup tickets began to circulate. The governing body allocates 8% of tickets to national associations for games involving their team to sell to the most loyal fans. A list published by the German Soccer Federation revealed prices range from $180 to $700 for varying group stage games. The lowest price for the final was $4,185, and the highest was $8,680. NASCAR has settled an antitrust lawsuit with 2 race teams, including one co-owned by Michael Jordan. The settlement was announced Thursday after a delay on the 9th day of the trial. The lawsuit was filed by 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports last year after they refused to sign new charter agreements presented by NASCAR. The case highlighted family ties in motorsports with emotional testimonies from figures like Denny Hamlin and Jordan. NASCAR's chairman, Jim France, defended the temporary nature of charters, citing core principles from his family. Pittsburgh Steelers star linebacker T.J. Watt has been hospitalized after experiencing lung discomfort. A team spokesman says Watt reported the issue to the club's medical staff on Wednesday and was sent to the hospital on Thursday. Watt's status for Monday night's game against Miami is uncertain. The 30-year-old had started 56 straight regular season games for Pittsburgh. Watt has led the NFL in sacks 3 times in his 9 seasons with the Steelers. In 2021, he tied a league record with 22.5 sacks. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The EU's expected to secure Russian finances held in Europe until it gives up its war in Ukraine and compensates Ukraine for the heavy damage that it's inflicted for almost 4 years. The move's an important step that would allow EU leaders to work out at a summit next week how to use the tens of billions of euros in Russian central bank assets to underwrite a huge loan to help Ukraine meet its financial and military needs over the next 2 years. The money was frozen under sanctions that the EU imposed on Russia over its war launch on February 24, 2022. But these sanctions must be renewed every 6 months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Storm Byron has hit Gaza and worsened the humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territory. Heavy rains have flooded tent camps and have left Palestinians in dire conditions. A donkey sloshed through a rain-flooded street in Khan Yunis as residents tried to scoop water out of their tents. Displaced Palestinian Sabrine Koudi told the AP how her little daughters screamed as their tent filled with water. The excessive rainfall soaked all the mattresses, covers, and blankets that her family slept on. The situation in Gaza is even more dire, as aid groups say Israel hasn't met its ceasefire agreement to allow 600 trucks of aid into Gaza daily. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees warns that cold, overcrowded, and unsanitary conditions increase illness risks. The Palestinian Civil Defense has reported more than 2,500 distress calls because of storm damage. Iceland's national broadcaster has announced it will boycott next year's Eurovision Song Contest due to discord over Israel's participation. This decision, announced on Wednesday, follows similar moves by Spain, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Slovenia. The countries have withdrawn after organizers refused to expel Israel over its actions in Gaza. Iceland's national broadcasting service, RÚV, stated that neither joy nor peace will prevail with their participation in the competition. The walkouts have raised concerns about the future of the contest, which has been affected by Israel's actions in Gaza for 2 years. The European Broadcasting Union recently met to discuss Israel's participation, but took no action to exclude any broadcaster. Cambodia has said that Thailand has launched more airstrikes as heavy fighting flares along their border. Both countries accuse each other of violating sovereignty. The conflict reignited after a skirmish on Sunday wounded two Thai soldiers, disrupting a ceasefire brokered by US President Donald Trump. About 24 people have been killed since then and hundreds of thousands displaced. Arriving at a campsite in Cambodia's Odar Menche province, evacuee Ma Korp told the AP the sound of explosions was so frightening she left without taking hardly any belongings. Cambodia has accused Thailand of using heavy weapons, while Thailand claims Cambodia attacked with artillery and mortars. The fighting has drawn international concern, including from Pope Leo XIV. Trump says he plans to urge both sides to return to the ceasefire. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.